My name is Pastor Tara, is the way I'm known in my craft. I have been here before. I don't know if it was last summer or summer before. But I come by you and to you out of friendship and deep connection. I am a resident of Arlington just down the street. I am also a faithful volunteer board member on the Arlington County Fair Board. So we're really good friends, and we all like to play together. I have been a lifelong friendship as our children have grown up in Arlington County with special needs with Jody Manning and the Stuthite family. And so I have a heart with you all. My kids have gone to Vacation Bible School here. And I am very grateful for your continued witness and ministry in this community of Arlington County and around here, south especially of Route 50. You have a witness that is impeccable in this community. And so I hope that as you hear that, and later on you're going to learn more about your CAT data, your church assessment tool, that it will resonate in you what is your purpose as a church and as a congregation. Because in this journey of organized religion, we have been told, and the data is out there, there are less people who want to join organized mainline religion. They say churches are dying. Organized church life is not growing. And the data is true. And the other side of that coin has very interesting data that doesn't negate faith. It just maybe challenges us who are the nerds who come to church on Sunday. I've made a career out of it, let's be clear. It challenges us of then how are we supposed to be the church? Because the data is clear. Numbers of joining membership in any organized institution, we'll focus in this lane, organized religion, numbers are going down. The numbers that are going up, it is not people who are heathens. That is not the data going up. The data that's going up is that more people are drawn to spirituality and they are desiring a relationship with the divine. They still recognize a monolith. One God. There we go. They're still recognizing that relationship, and it is still centered truly, especially in this area, as a Christian God. And they are desiring to connect into more deeper spirituality with the divine. They are desiring to do it with, what would you guess? Just, it's okay. You're not going to get it wrong. What do you guess? Say that again. Similar folks, people being a huge part of that. What are other reasons? Y'all are funny. I just want to, yeah, okay. This is about that emotive response thing, right? The growth and a desire to deepen their spirituality by connecting to the divine with folks that are similar. And it does not mean politically, as in voting politically, folks that are similar within our complex lifestyles. And folks that are similar because they are needing an experience that is deeper and beyond where they are right now, which continues to be, whether it's true or not, a pervasive, overwhelming feeling of isolation. So the American Study of Religion has taken all this data and recommended to organized churches a very clear directive. And it is super ambiguous for organized religious people. Warm, friendly encounters. That's what you're supposed to be doing. warm, friendly encounters. That's all. And then people will be met with a divide. I'm fascinated that it's hard for us in our rigor and in our comfort level to stretch, maybe, of what would be a warm, friendly encounter. Because the key word is encounter. Not just out there, but also in here with one another. Members of your congregation were at a very quick teach-in about the CAT data, and it did reflect that there is a desire to grow in deeper personal relationships with one another, here together. Warm, friendly encounters. And as we grow in our comfort and our stretch and our practice of warm, friendly encounters with one another, that becomes attractive to others. They're assuming that as you're gathering, all we talk about in church is how Jesus is frustrated with us because we're not saving the world. And people can have a variety of what that means to save the world. Justice, worship, prayer, finances. That is not the issue. It's about people that assume they will be judged when they come into organized religion. I've preached about this before with you all a couple years ago. That is the flip side of acknowledging how deep and how quick the church hurt has been for so many people. But instead of saying, "What's your church hurt?" That's not a warm, friendly encounter. The warm, friendly encounter is to engage with, "We're so glad to know that you are interested in being here with us, but first you've got to encounter somebody out there. Find out their story. Listen to their journey. Listen to why they care about Arlington. Why do you care about being in Arlington? What has mattered to you?" When Jesus is speaking to the people around him in this particular passage, I am struck with how tense it is vibing all around him. Maybe think about how tense it feels in our DMV area right now, the vibing all around us. So sometimes we're afraid to say anything. But Jesus is very clear and direct. He actually just advocates on our behalf in the midst of the tension. He just pours out love and advocacy for all of us who will be here now after he is gone. Because right after this prayer, he goes to the garden and is confronted by Judas and the soldiers. He is going to death. And he is lifting up in prayer. Can you imagine what it can mean for someone to hear, "No matter what is about to happen to you, Jesus says, so that you may have my joy made complete in you." We are supposed to be joyful disciples. Doesn't mean happy-go-lucky. We are supposed to be disciples that is able to come to a person and say, "Joy has been complete in me because of Jesus, and you deserve to know it's here for you too. No matter what tension is going on, Christ's joy has been made complete in me." It is courageous to be able to share with somebody why your faith matters to you. Not because it's perfect, not because it is always happy-go-lucky, but because I have taken risks in my faithfulness in order to know how deep and abiding Christ is in my life. And I have shared those risks with other people who were great at lifting up my prayers and my joys and my concerns so that we could celebrate as we come through it. And I have been a witness as a disciple to learn something new about what's needed in the world when I didn't realize some people had to work harder or differently than I get to in order to make it work in their life. You all are faithful people. You have a joy that is right now showing up in a very benevolent way in this community. That is a joy. That is not a burden. That is not a guilt. It is a great way to show what it means to have impact in the world. Not because of you, but because Christ's joy is made complete in you. It is different. It's very different than what else is out there. It's very different than the perceived experience that people have had going to an organized institutional religion. It is different because it is our witness and testimony of being connected to the divine because of our spirituality, because of our faith. You are the witness bearers of this truth. So every time you run in and hear on NPR or read in another article of how the decline in organized religion is just the way it is and the organized data numbers are true, you get to say, whew, awesome, because we are about spirituality and faithfulness, and I've just got to make sure I let somebody know. I'm here because of my faith. I'm here because of my relationship with the divine. I'm here because someone's prayer struck me and I held witness to their prayer. I'm here because the relationship matters, what Christ did for us. Completed joy and sent us out. I am hopeful, not because I'm a nerdy Christian. I am hopeful because you have shown in your mirror that we say is the church assessment tool, you have shown that there is energy in your flexibility. You can stretch. You can stretch from what you know, what you're comfortable with, and into this ever-present new life that we have, thanks be to God. So I am excited about that. And I know that in your faithfulness, you will have to accept, no matter where you are in the nerdy spectrum of organized religion, you have to accept that you have joy inside of you. And I would like to learn what that means for you as Faith Lutheran Church Lutherans. What does joy mean as Lutherans? What joy means as Faith Lutheran Church here in Arlington, and what joy means so that the world knows. Hallelujah. Amen.